Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're here on a Friday to have some fun. We got good things lined up for you. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, got some nice blue skies out there today.
Oh, isn't it just beautiful? A little cold, but hey, it's beautiful, and it's got a smile on my face for the weekend, that's for sure.
It's a good way to start things off.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to start things off.
It really is. So, highs today, they'll be a little cooler than we're used to, right? Only in the mid-40s. But the good news is, no winds. They're going to be barely moving out of the northwest. So, calmer day today, pretty serene. And then by tomorrow, we get bumped up 10 degrees into the mid-50s. So tomorrow, looking fantastic. If you want to be outside and doing stuff, otherwise, Sunday might be a day to stay inside. We do have some decent rain rolling in. We'll move in overnight Saturday, throughout our Sunday, into our Monday, and also linger into our Tuesday as well. So a pretty big system, bringing some soaking rain totals once again, and dampening the end of our weekend. Blah.
Perfect. That is the perfect way to put this, Brittany. This is why you're the best. Yes, absolutely. That is the perfect way to do it. Well, whatever you do this weekend, hope it's not a blah weekend for you. Enjoy. Get some rest this weekend with the clocks going back and all, and we'll hang out on Monday.
Absolutely. Got to love that extra hour of sleep. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Best in the business, our friend Brittany Merlot. Great week, Brittany, joining us. It's been a lot of fun. We got fun stuff lined up for you, everybody. We'll be getting into. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. And, of course, after our news break, we will have our Culver Star of the Day.
Yes.
Got a fun one lined up for you today.
Super fun.
Can't believe I haven't done it before. I can't believe that. I'm a little disappointed in myself. And before we wrap up the hour, six things to look forward to in November. We'll get into that.
Nice.
And we'll get into a couple of other things. We've got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. A couple of different stories I want to touch on, including some local theater. Mm-hmm. And also in the 9 o'clock hour, the decades we're most nostalgic about.
Right. That's in my wheelhouse. I'm excited now. That'll be fun.
We will get into that. And before we wrap up the show today, we'll get into some tips for daylight savings time.
Oh, that's right.
Get into that. Mm-hmm. But we'll start there, where, of course, it is the start of November. A couple things that stand out, of course, this month. Thanksgiving, other holidays, and, some stuff that we'll get into in a little bit. But, of course, daylight savings time takes, front and center stage this early in the month. Of course, it coming up this weekend. Daylight savings time ends early Sunday morning at 2 a.m. becomes 1 a.m. In a new poll, 28% of people said that they are not looking forward to it, even though we're gaining an hour.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And 41% of people said that they don't really care about it either way.
Okay.
That's a pretty high percentage.
That is pretty high.
More people don't care than people that do, and you just don't see that very often on these things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But 23% of people said that they are looking forward to it, which goes to show some people like the darker evenings of fall and winter.
Mm-hmm. That's probably true.
63% of people said that they'd like to see the clock changing twice a year abolished. And only 17% said that they like it and would not be in favor of a change. 28% don't care.
Yeah.
41% of people said that the federal government should just decide on a plan and have everyone do the same thing, even if it's sticking to the status quo. But 35% of people think individual states should be able to choose what they want to do, whether that's changing clocks or not changing clocks. And if not, which time they lock into, daylight savings or standard time.
Right.
I want to know what you guys think. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
I find that very interesting that a plurality of people really don't care about the time change.
Yeah.
But a majority of people want us to stop changing our clocks. Which is really interesting to me. It's like, okay, so it's not a big deal, but if they had their druthers, it would be like, no, let's just keep the clocks the same year round.
It's very rare that you don't get an opinion from somebody on something, and so to see so many people on such a diverse subject not have an opinion on it,
right?
And there are a few things that we hold more dear than time. There are very few things that are like time.
Yep.
There are no comps to time.
Yeah. We measure our lives by that, right?
Yeah. There's there's some great notes on this one. And I'll be honest with everybody. I am Switzerland on this. It does not really bother me one way or the other, to be honest with you. But I'm also nocturnal. I am.
That's true.
And I'm
You're
a little
an owl,
crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a little out there, too. Yeah. So, you know, these things add up and may mean to, you know, part of it. The thing that I will say, though, and I'm usually... I tend to lean politically towards letting states make their own decisions for the most part because there are very few subjects that are an umbrella effect.
For the entire country, right.
Certain things, voting restriction, voting, you know, an age to vote, an age to drink, et cetera, et cetera. These things, I agree, you know, should be
To make it easier, yeah, it makes sense.
Time is one of them. If we leave this up to every individual state, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois will all have different times just to spite each other, just to mess with each other.
Just to mess with the sports teams.
Yeah.
Just so they get, they arrive at the stadium late. Oh, you have to forfeit, you know.
We could get to a point where every there are going to be states that are be like, well, they close their stuff at 6. We're open an hour later. And we've already seen with some of the laws that have passed in recent years, how many people are traveling to Minnesota for certain things that they can't get here? How many people are traveling to Illinois for things that they can't get
here? It used to be the drinking age in Minnesota was 21. It was still 18 in Wisconsin. If you lived on the border, everyone was going to Wisconsin on the weekends.
Half of my father's stories are about going to Wisconsin to have a fun weekend. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Wisconsin made a lot of money off of that.
It sure did.
Go the other direction for other states and everything if you did this. I don't think that that's ever going to happen, and I definitely don't think we should let that happen.
No.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I don't like time zones. Let's get rid of time zones.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about taking the issue that we already have with it and making it even worse.
Exactly.
It would seem. I don't disagree, though, with the idea of just having a set time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be something that really, I mean, good luck finding something that works with the rest of the world, you know, with the rest of the country.
Right.
And that's the other part of this, with the rest of the world into this case.
Mm-hmm.
So much of our economy is based on time. And when Wall Street is opening,
so right.
When State Street in Chicago is opening up and those stocks open up and all of those things, we already have a difficulty with that with the Asian market and with some of the other markets. Mm-hmm. This would completely throw all of that into flux, which would throw our economy into a mess, which
it could have a big effect. Yeah.
Which I don't think enough people realize how much that would play into.
Yeah, exactly.
Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, I like Central time due to the kids catching the bus.
Yeah.
It's brighter outside.
Boy, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a good point.
That's a safety point. And one other thing, I like to thank the 130 brave souls that came around last night trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good turnout.
That's an excellent turnout.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I think I got maybe double digits. I may have gotten 10, 11. I may have. But I was pretty happy with that.
We got none again. Zero. Big old zero for us.
Thank you for letting us know. That's a good good story of the day to kick things off away. And appreciate the feedback. Thank you. Have a great morning. Best listeners in radio, every one of you. We appreciate that. Keep that feedback coming, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know how Halloween went for everybody.
Yeah, the weather was not great.
Yeah,
it was cold and wet, when we went out, there were still plenty of people walking around. So
shout out to all those families that and kids that made the rounds and everything.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I am one that don't want to see any change with our daylight saving times.
All right.
At all. The kids in the morning during the wintertime, or Christmas time, it would be dark out when the 7 and 8 year old kids are all standing outside waiting for the bus.
That
would be totally dumb. I mean, it would be dark until after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's a good point, yeah.
I hear you, sir.
Yeah.
And always appreciate the feedback. You have a good weekend.
Yeah.
I agree with both the callers as and I don't know if you went through this or not, Seth, growing up in a rural area or not, but coming in Chicago, everything's the L train and everything's, you know, getting moved or you walk to something.
Right.
And I just never really thought much about much different of that. When I moved out here and I first started going to school in at Humpke, it became a point where around this time of year, I was going to school and it was dark out, and I was coming home and it was dark out. And I was already in an area I didn't know, didn't have any friends. That made it just so much more difficult.
Yep.
And I was the last kid, the first last kid dropped off and everything.
Yeah, so, the first one picked up, last one dropped off.
Yeah, kind of thing. So that played into it a little bit.
Yeah.
But that is rough. When that happens.
Yes, yeah, and I was in the exact same boat as you. For where I lived and what school I went to, I went to school at certain times of the year. I went to school in darkness, and it was dark when I got home. It was, I mean, December, basically, and the early part of January. But still, that's deflating.
Yeah, it is. It really
it's
is.
Like, there's no light out when you're at home. It's only when you're at school. So
it was such a drag for so long.
It's hard, man.
Thank goodness for afternoon cartoons. that was one of the things that saved me.
The thing to brighten your day.
And G.I. Joe. Oh, that G.I. Joe, Transformers, some of that. Good morning. You're back on the air. Hello?
Oh. Okay. We lost him.
Feel free to call back.
Yep.
We love hearing from you guys, and we'll keep this topic going throughout the day. How do you feel about daylight saving time? Want it back? Want it away? What are you thinking about this one? Yes, don't care.
Well, you're rid of the time zones.
Certainly an option, yeah.
Chaos.
Yes, just chaos. What about that? Is that an option? Chaos. Oh, wait, we already have it.
We're halfway there already. Okay.
We're looking forward to talking with you. We're looking forward to getting into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, and of course, Culver's Star of the Day, all that coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We can celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, the gang over there is open from 7 a.m. to 8 o'clock today. It's their long day.
It's their long day today.
Yeah. Get on over there. Check out their fish fry. Check out some of their great specials that they have. Kick your weekend off right over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards with our friends at El Cafe.
Yeah.
And we thank them so much because not only do they sponsor the Birthday and Anniversary Club, they go above and beyond. They don't have to do this, but what they like to do is have us grab some qualifiers and at the beginning of every month, give some people some free El Cafe.
That's the best.
We got two $20 gift certificates that are going to go to somebody right now.
We have our list.
Our winner.
We are ready to go.
31 entries for the month of November. How is that even possible?
31 October. Man, I got to tell you, it's perfect.
And it's actually 32.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
I actually should make it 33 because there's two birthdays that we forgot this week.
Okay.
I forgot. Nobody else. I did. For one, we had Sheriff Sean Becker's birthday this week. And to be honest, in the past when I've talked to Sean, and this was years ago, but in the past when I talked to Sean, it wasn't something he necessarily broadcasted.
Right.
So I wasn't sure if we should or not, but yes, we can put it out there. We said tip our hat to Sheriff Becker and
absolutely
appreciate not only his service, but his coaching and so many things him and his family have put into this community.
Very much
Forward to talking to you again real soon, Sean. I got a Robin Yount card from my dad for you. Sitting there.
Actually, it is pretty cool. I like it.
And we want to wish yesterday, Pete Ravel's birthday.
Oh no! Pete was born on Halloween?
Pete was born on Halloween.
Of course he was.
How perfect could that be? The guy with the Exorcist music?
Yeah, exactly.
One of our favorite people to talk to here, Pete Ravel. Pete, one of the greater musicians this area has and has had for quite some time. And appreciate everything Pete has put into this community.
Still one of my favorite interviews was with Pete.
Beyond. Man, we just turned our microphones off and just let Pete go. It was perfect. It was a great interview. Be sure to check that one out if you haven't heard that one ever. Director's cut at civicmedia.us. But now we have to grab we have those names added to the list.
Okay.
So, Seth, I need a 1 through 33 from you. I don't even know how we did that. That's amazing.
We're that good.
Yes,
we're that good.
Yes.
I'm going to go with, because I think I forgot to put it in there. I have a nephew whose birthday was on the 29th of October, Henry. But I'm going to say 29. Let's go with 29 this month.
You have a nephew, Henry, also?
I do have a nephew, Henry.
We both have a nephew, Henry. That's awesome. That's awesome. And our qualifiers, Roger and Karen Schiller.
Oh, Roger and Karen, congratulations, you two. Go have some fun. Celebrate all over again.
Wishing you a great one. Roger and Karen celebrated their anniversary early in the month of October.
Oh, okay.
So they were an early entry. All right. Lately, it's been a lot of late entries that have been winning this.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So we got a new one in, or an earlier one.
So it's pure chance, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. We don't we don't play favorites here.
Yeah, yeah. We couldn't if we wanted to.
No, we really couldn't.
We don't have the time to set up. We don't have the time or the energy. So Roger and Karen Schiller, happy anniversary to you guys once again from last month. And you're our winners.
You are our winners.
Keep getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Love supporting our friends over at El Cafe.
Yes, indeed.
Get those birthdays and anniversaries to us by info@wfhr.com, or you can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and certainly call up.
424-2600 right now if you want to wish someone a happy birthday yourself, if you know they're listening. That's always fun, too.
Yeah, yeah. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Call up and join the conversation. Seth, I need a one or a two from you.
Let's go with one.
All right. And another one or a two.
Two.
Okay. Gives us that qualifiers. All right.
All right.
So get right into it. First up, we want to wish happy birthday to Tyler Williams.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope
yes, indeed.
One for you. And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier today, Nancy Goff.
Nancy, congratulations and happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, Nancy.
Yeah.
Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, we put the spotlight on Christina Wallace.
Christina, happy birthday and congratulations.
That's a strong name.
Winning by default, my favorite way of winning.
Congratulations, kidding. Christina. You're a qualifier for Saturday, November 2nd. November 3rd, Ashley Vogelsong sang. Ashley Vogelsong. We want to wish a happy birthday to her.
Ashley, happy birthday
and
on Sunday.
A happy birthday to our qualifier, Faith Walker.
Oh, Faith, congratulations and happy birthday.
Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating.
It's one of my favorite parts. I'm glad we still do this.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
it's great. We love hearing from you guys.
Exactly. That's the important thing. Yeah.
Honestly, wouldn't probably do it if it wasn't for you guys still loving the segment. So we appreciate that and certainly appreciate El Cafe sponsoring it. We take a look at our celebrity list for today. Jenny McCarthy is 52.
Wow.
Made a strong career for herself, working entertainer.
Yes.
And a big part of the Masked Singer, I guess.
I didn't know that, but yep, she's had a decent career.
Wonderful actor, you could say our underrated Toni Collette is 52 today.
Oh, wow.
Tara in United States of Tara, she's the mom in The Sixth Sense, about a boy, mm-hmm. Little Miss Sunshine, one of the greatest mom actors of all time, and I say that with a lot of, think of all the actors you've seen play a mother.
Yeah.
That's the compliment I'm giving that. Mm-hmm. That is one of the better TV, or movie moms of all time.
Absolutely.
And look at those roles. Sixth Sense, Little Miss Sunshine.
Yep.
Those are two of the more difficult mother roles to have ever played in cinema history. Like, and she nailed both of them.
Right.
And doesn't get any credit for either one.
No.
Like, when we talk about these movies, there's 19 different names to come up before Tony's does. And her should be the second or third name, if not the first that should come up.
Yeah, she's very good.
A compliment actor. We don't talk about very often.
I see what you mean, yeah.
I have always strived to be an actor that brings out the best in other actors. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to realize the best way to do that is to be a compliment actor.
Mm-hmm.
Not certainly supporting your other actors and everything, but working with them. There's one thing on stage of when Seth and I have experienced this, almost any actor has, where you're on stage and your co-actor forgets a line or drops a line or something, mm-hmm. and covering that base. There's certainly something to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I mean more so is working off of another actor. Their expressions, what they're doing. So many actors go into, we train for these roles oftentimes on our own. So when we go into a scene with another actor, I'm doing my thing. Yeah. A great actor, a Humphrey Bogart, a Cary Grant, a Robin Williams, any of these actors, they have an idea of what they're going to do, but they don't have it set until they are working with the other actor and balancing and playing off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at any of those actors I mentioned. Look at all the actors you really think are really good at this. Tom Hanks, any of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. That's what a compliment actor is. That's what Toni Collette is.
Yep.
Let's see. Sophie B. Hawkins is 60. Dang, I wish it was your love.
To paraphrase.
Yes. Anthony Kiedis is 62.
Wow.
Scar Tissue, Under the Bridge. Amazing songwriter and singer and a heck of a performer. Yep. Well, great MC, Anthony Kiedis.
Lots of onstage charisma, as they call it.
One of the better shows I've ever seen is the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Madison. That was a great show. Mags Fugleholmen from AHA is 62.
Man. Good Norwegian name there. Wow.
Of all the people that change their name in entertainment, some people that you see, like, oh, I'm sticking with this. Like, good on you.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you, I guess. Lyle Lovett is 67 today.
Wow. A lot of singer-songwriters today. Yeah. Man.
Whispering Bill Anderson is 87, country singer, songwriter, and folk pitchman.
Wow. Man, 92.
Whispering Bill.
I didn't realize he was still alive. That's really cool.
It's a great name. It's a great name. Let's see. And some people no longer with us, like Bobby the Brain Heenan, born in 1944, passed away in 2017. Can't talk about the history of the WWE, WWF without Bobby the Brain.
Yep.
The great Marcia Wallace, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2013. Original voice on The Simpsons was Edna Krabappel. Also, may remember her as Carol on The Bob Newhart Show.
That's right.
She was also pretty good, big on Match Game 73. but Marcia was an incredible performer.
That voice.
Yeah.
The Ms. Krabappel voice was one of the great, that raspy, gravelly, fabulous voice. I love it.
Some of the better storylines with her.
Yep.
Especially with her and Bart.
Yeah.
Were really good. And her laugh is one of my favorite TV laughs of all time.
Yes.
That was so good.
Yeah.
So
no one could do it like her, I swear to God.
And Fernando Valenzuela would have been 64 today. Aww. Just recently passed away, just days ago. Born in 1960, passed away in 24. One of the more amazing, like, stretches, runs of a career, really.
Yes, yes.
Especially, you know, you look at those first couple of years.
All I know is that he's smiling right now.
Yeah.
With the Dodgers winning the World Series. Yep.
Yeah. Tomorrow's birthdays, Nelly is 60.
Nelly is 60,
everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Country Grammer is 60. Is he still wearing the Band-Aid? It's 60. You can't do the Band-Aid thing, Ken. Can you? I don't think you can do that anymore.
I don't think so.
I feel like if LL Cool J lowered his pant leg, you've got to be able to... Although Adam Sandler's still dressing like, you know, like a teenager.
I guess it depends on.
It depends, yeah. To a degree. I still dress like a teenager. What am I talking about? I don't have any right to talk to anybody. Let's see here. David Schwimmer is 58. Ross on Friends. Let's see. Katie Lang is 63.
Wow.
Great singer songwriter. Wonderful.
What a
voice. Yeah, just original voice. Like, you know Katie Lang when you hear her.
Yeah.
Michael Buffer is 80. On Saturday, let's get ready to... I can't say the rest because it is copywritten.
Oh, that's right, by him. So you have to pay him if you did that. Yeah.
He really has that.
He does.
You really got to be careful with that one. Like, he will come after you. He has no qualms about coming after people on that one. I've heard of a couple of horror stories about that where people used it like in a radio promotion, just like a snippet of it or something, and his attorneys like are just like...
Cease and desist.
Yes, just waiting for that stuff. Made quite a career... On that voice.
On that one phrase, basically, yeah.
And I respect, too, how much he has taken care of that voice, like realizing that instrument and everything. Also, Burt Lancaster would have been celebrating a birthday Saturday. Born in 1913, passed away in 94, Birdman of Alcatraz. And long before some actors I would see play the role, really a lot of us is Wyatt Earp. Like, he was Wyatt Earp for a lot of us growing up. Gunfight at the OK Corral, man. I watched that a bunch when I was a kid.
One of my all-time favorite actors, Burt Lancaster, the extremely tall, handsome man. One of my favorite roles of his, though, is Against Type, The Sweet Smell of Success, where he plays an absolute slime ball, and he does such a good job with it.
He's so good in it.
Yes.
It's the same reason my Nana loved it. Humphrey Bogart, Burt Lancaster, Spencer Tracy, those were her guys. And Lancaster, she liked that one because it was different, I think.
Very different.
She never really said that, but that movie stood out to her.
Yeah.
And wrapping up with Sunday birthdays, Kendall Jenner is 29, Colin Kaepernick is 37, Dolph Lundgren is 67.
Go Dolph.
Phil Simms is 69. Dennis Miller, 71. Roseanne Barr, 72.
Jeez.
Michael Dukakis, 91. A lot of... Wow.
Michael Dukakis is still alive. I didn't know that. He's 91 years old. Wow.
I don't know why, but it feels like all these birthdays tie together, even though they don't. Like
they feel like, for some reason.
They kind of do. And to wrap it all up, Charles...
Except Except for Phil Simms, that was weird. Anyway,
And Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson wrapped it all up. Born in 1921, passed away in 2003. Death Wish, The Magnificent Seven, of course, The Dirty Dozen. You could not mention Charles Bronson and not mention The Dirty Dozen.
I love his early TV work. He was on several episodes of The Twilight Zone. He was really good in that.
Yeah, he was in some Westerns.
Yes, he was.
In his early days. Wishing everybody out there a happy birthday and anniversary.
Yes, indeed.
Celebrate and enjoy. And a special shout out to our winners of the month of October, Roger and Karen Schiller. Congratulations to you. You got two gift certificates from El Cafe waiting for you, you two.
Spend it on good stuff.
We're looking forward to more next week. Stick around after our news break. We're going to make a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. Mm-hmm. You call up 715-424-2600. As long as you have not won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you'll win. You'll win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That is two adults' meals, two kids' meals. That is free Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
Support your Culver's, everybody. That is a local business. That is a business that supports your community. Wherever you certainly got a Culver's, you got a Culver's that's putting into their community.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and have some fun. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app might even be a little faster.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead. Download that app, everybody. Get ready to call and let us know what TV theme song this is. Oh, yes.
Wow, that was fast.
My people. My people. Right away. Good morning. What's your answer?
Batman.
Yes. Batman. Yes. Batman. Oh, well, fantastic. Look, there we go. Now it's official. Well done, sir. Well done. Okay, what's your first name?
Ed.
Thank you so much. Ed, you knew that one pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I watched Batman when I was a kid.
Of course. We have to remember that. So many kids were watching that show. Man.
What I was playing here, I'm just going to let this play a little bit in the background. This is the Brian Setzer Orchestra doing the Batman theme song.
Pretty cool.
I was trying to find an instrumental version because obviously the regular version
has the big Batman in it. Right, you know,
plays like this.
Need inspiration? Shop Pick and Save for thousands of apps.
There, of course,
give
is
it
the
away.
Original. You know, I would give it all away and stuff. The theme song itself was written by Neil Hefty.
Neil Hefty. Yep.
The background singers. He brought in eight background singers to do this, and did not really give them scripts. So one of the background singers actually made a script and wrote his name on it. And it just says Batman.
I want to see that now.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Ed, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate you, sir. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. You're our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. That was fun. That was a lot of fun, everybody. We'll be having another one for you next week. Be listening for that. And every Friday, right in this time slot, for Culver's Star of the Day. Again, big shout out to our friends over at Culver's. Visit them on A Street this weekend. Get some Culver's in your life.
I want to make a new rule. Any action scene in any movie now has to not. They don't have to do like the sound effect flashes. Just the orchestra hit.
Just the orchestra.
The brown. Yes. Every time you get hit, that would make it so much better.
Every single time. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Hope y'all are having a good Friday out there. We're going to make sure to take good care of you. We got some fun stuff lined up. Coming up, Seth and James here with you. It's going to get into our National Day of Calendar. I got a little of that. A National Month of Calendar.
There you go, yeah.
We're getting into things to look forward to in the month of November.
All right.
A bunch of fun stuff to look forward to here in the month of November. Let's dive right in.
Okay.
All right, daylight savings time ends this Sunday, so we gain an hour of sleep Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that.
Unless you go to bed afterwards, then you don't.
But however you do, make sure that those clocks are back. We got some daylight saving tips for you before we wrap up the show today.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Be listening for those and certainly enjoy. And
all right.
Make use of it. Election Day is on Tuesday, which means that we will finally be done with tack ads. We will, and all the recyclable paper that we get in our mailboxes and everything.
Man.
715-424-2600. Have any of you ever had your opinion changed by one of those things you get in the mail or an attack ad? Please, this is actually data for me. I'm collecting data.
That's really
not only this election, but for the next election and the election after that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that you will find one person out there that has ever had their opinion changed or informed from any of this.
Boy.
And the only people that benefit from this division are the people that are paying for or buying these, making these attacks.
Creating the ads, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
They make out like bandits.
How great would it be, everybody, if the next presidential election and we didn't have any attack ads? Huh? How great would it feel
Nirvana.
If you went to your mailbox and you didn't have 20 pieces of junk mail in there from a politician that didn't tell you anything you didn't already know? Or all it did was just bark about the other candidate.
Right.
Like, enough. Enough. Why are we making these people rich?
Yeah.
Why are we making these people that are making these
exactly.
attacks? You realize they don't care about you.
No.
The people that make these attack ads don't care who wins or loses or any of these things.
As long as they make their money.
They're just making money.
Yep.
And making it easy, too. Why are we making it easy for them? Go do something else creatively. Go. Yes. You challenge yourself.
Please.
Do something different. Go write that novel you always meant to. Everybody's got that novel they need to write. Everybody's got that. Election Day is honestly something I look forward to.
Yes.
I genuinely do. While I know that there is a division out there. I believe that we are stronger than we are have ever. We can be stronger than we've ever been.
Yeah, you know, I want to say, especially around here, when you go into the polling place on election day, you see people. You know, you might know them. You know, the people that are working there, kind of thing. It's a nice feeling to me. It's like people coming together for a community event almost, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah, same. We don't have a lot of things that bring strangers together in our community. Mm-hmm. I like these events that do, and I'm a big fan of democracy.
Yeah,
I'm a big huge fan of democracy. You know, I kind of like the idea that we every 4 years and every couple of years we get to see these things happen.
That's right.
And keep in mind, we've got another one in April. We've got another election in April coming up.
So, and then 2 years, we got more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the process of democracy.
In sports, the new NBA season has started.
It sure has.
The MLS playoffs are underway, and the NASCAR Cup Series championship goes down on November 10th.
Wait, the MLS play, don't they play like all the time though? Soccer is so confusing to me.
It is very confusing. it is nothing. Soccer is does it almost its best job to make itself confusing too. It is one of the simplest sports to learn, to watch, all that. But as far as like the actual games,
the scheduling and they do,
In Europe, it's a big deal to have like 20 cups. Like, you know, you won this cup and you won that cup. And you know what I'm saying? The other big one for the month of November is the boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson that will stream on Netflix on November 15th.
Oh, gosh, that's still going on. For some reason, I thought that had been canceled, but okay, I guess not.
I come from, before any other sport, I come from a boxing family.
Right.
Watching my father train and be a boxer and Windy City Boxing when I was a kid. Watching fights with him growing up. This was the sport I know inside and out, maybe better than any other sport. And I was excited at first for this fight. In part because of even seeing a 50 to 60-year-old Mike Tyson is still seeing one of the better... His brain is still just as smart. His brain is still just as active. And anybody that'll tell you anything about fighting, that brain is one of the best, is maybe the best muscle you have in a fight. Go ahead and watch any Muhammad Ali fight.
I'm telling you, right? That's exactly what I was thinking. He's one of the smartest fighters ever.
Ali didn't beat Foreman with his fists. He beat him with his brain. That's how he won that fight.
Yep.
That's how he won.
He couldn't
Joe
have
Lewis.
Matched up physically with George Foreman.
That fight, if he tried to go toe to toe with Foreman, it ended in the second or third round.
Yep.
Like, period. No discussion here. He won that fight with his brain, so that'll tell you that. So I was encouraged a little bit in that. I do not want to give Jake Paul 2 seconds of my time.
Yeah.
I refuse to. I refuse to give either of the Pauls any time. They don't deserve it. They haven't earned it. They've gotten famous off of nothing, in my opinion, and have been able to jump the line in boxing or in other mediums just because of the what. Why are they famous?
Hype.
Why are they popular? They're not even good at what they do. They're not talented. They're not charismatic. I don't think they're good fighters. at all. I've watched them fight, and they're not like you put them up against an actual fighter in their prime. I'm not talking about a retired Mike Tyson or an older Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao. I'm talking about a fighter right now in their prime. Go toe to toe to them, and let's see how you handle it.
That would be interesting.
That I don't see.
I would have.
I don't
more
see.
Interest
the,
in,
I don't
yeah.
see the Paul brothers doing that. I see them doing every single thing they can to sell themselves out there and everything. Right. But I don't see that. So I couldn't care less about that fight now.
Yeah.
I hope Mike Tyson leaves it healthy. I hope that that's about the end of it.
Yep.
The biggest movies hitting theaters, Gladiator 2 and Wicked are out November 22nd, and Moana 2 is out the 27th.
Wow. Ooh. Big movies.
The first Gladiator didn't really care much about. This one looks really good to me. I got to admit. It's about the fall of Rome.
Why didn't they just call it The Fall of Rome?
They could have easily.
Anyway.
Yeah. You've got Denzel in it, and Denzel talked about like putting in some of the hardest acting he's done in his career in this. So that kind of pulls me into it.
Yeah, right.
Pedro Pascal, another good actor in it and stuff. And Wicked is going to be really big. I think the thing that they have about that is the fear of it not being... the second week numbers, because this first week you're going to have a lot of the core fan base of Wicked.
Absolutely.
This movie, what they're counting on so much is that repeat person, that person that has to go and see it three times with their kids or with their girlfriends or boyfriends or something like that. We'll see how it does in that regard.
I'm fascinated by how this does.
Yeah,
me too. Because it's a musical, but it's a big musical. Don't get me wrong; it's one of the biggest ever. But it's got such a passionate fan base. This is one where word of mouth will either kill or like launch this thing to like new heights. It's going to be one of those things.
It'd be interesting to see, that's for sure. And on TV, Yellowstone is back for the part two of their fifth and final season, sounding like. the new comedy series, St. Denis Medical, premieres on NBC on the 12th. Part two of the sixth season of Cobra Kai hits Netflix this month. Dune Prophecy, a new show based on the TV, the movie, hits HBO Max.
I didn't even... Really?
Yeah, it's got an incredible cast, too, man.
Wow.
Like, it looks really good.
I haven't even heard anything about that. Oh, my gosh.
I just saw a trailer, like, this week, and a couple of the actors in it will blow you away. Like, oh, wow, they got them?
Okay.
Like,
now I'm interested.
I don't know if it's going to be good, but they got some big names on it. And the CMA Awards will air on ABC on November 20th.
All right.
And, of course, the holidays. The biggest one, Veterans Day. Even bigger than Thanksgiving to me. And that's saying something. But Veterans Day is on the 11th. We'll be sure to mark that here.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to being joined with our monthly Veterans Update coming up here.
On Monday,
On Monday, And Thanksgiving, of course, is on the 28th. And there are a few more days to knock out, like Sunday is National Sandwich Day. Enjoy your sandwiches. I just love saying sandwich like that. Sandwich. Yeah. National Happy Hour is on the 12th. The 13th is World Kindness Day. And Black Friday is still the 29th.
Yeah, it's the blah, blah,
Cyber Monday, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
None of that matters.
No.
Be real about this. Like, Black Friday hasn't mattered in years.
It really hasn't.
When is the last time you saw a Black Friday sale or deal that was truly a sale or a deal that you didn't see the whole rest of the year?
Seriously. Seriously, I think for a lot of people, it's just routine now.
Yes.
It's like a tradition. You get up early, you go to the stores, and you do the thing. And it's like, you're right, though. I don't think there's any like super deals like there used to be.
I love the flip that's happened where a lot of companies are like, you know what? No, we're taking that day off. We're giving our employees that day off.
That, I think, is cool.
I like seeing that. Mm-hmm. And most of these companies have an online presence. So
exactly.
It's not like you're really closed or anything.
No.
Like, I mean, local businesses, I'm not speaking on that. That's a completely different subject.
Right.
Small
Business Saturday.
Exactly. Things like that and stuff, certainly. And the businesses out there that can't afford to take a day off of work.
Yeah.
I mean the conglomerates.
Yeah.
I mean the big dogs out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I would think that you earn more PR and do better business-wise. In fact, I think I can make the argument financially you do doing that than you would, no matter what the sale or deal you have is. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the things to look forward to in November. I got to be honest, everybody. I needed a palate cleanser last night. And I was looking for, like, I usually watch, like, animals together. A lion and a bear being friends at a sanctuary or something.
Right.
In some of those videos, they cheer me up. But that wasn't working. I couldn't really get it going.
Mm-hmm.
And I just randomly came across a local TV commercial. and local, like local ads on TV.
Love them.
I just love them. They're just great. They're so good. And there's so many good ones out there. And I just had a billion of them go through my head. Yeah. Clearance, Clarence. Rosa's Fashions at Large.
Oh, my God.
So many good local
commercials. You're overloading some people just right now that are listening that remember that.
Also wanted to mention that the month of November is Native American Heritage Month.
Cool.
Keep that one in mind, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And a great opportunity to learn more about the culture if you have not.
Mm-hmm.
I think so much has been taken from that people.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, I should say.
Yep.
And I believe that it is on the rest of us to help keep the culture alive. We see a lot of this in Wisconsin, especially in recent years.
That's what I was gonna say. And Wisconsin specifically is so rich in the different tribes that were here before all of us. And some of the, I mean, this really interesting. If you're a history person at all, fascinating stuff here. This is really interesting history.
Seth, you and I talk a lot of sports, and, mm-hmm. and one of the things, if you talk to any sports fan, talk to any Packer fan, any Bear fan, or anything like that, ask them how many championships their team has won. They're going to give you championships that had nothing to do with the common era. That had nothing
exactly, to, that yes. Back 1940, right? Yeah.
Yes, a Boston Celtic fan. That and one of our arguments, because I do this too, one of our arguments, well, that's our history. It was here before me. That's mm-hmm. our history. This is America history.
Yes.
This is their history first and foremost, mm-hmm. but don't miss the point here. This is part of your history too. If you call this land home, this is part of your history too. Mm-hmm. And keeping it alive should be something you should take pride in just as much as the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
This is our land. This is something that, you know, how history went is how history went. What we can do is something about right now.
Yes.
Keeping these languages alive.
That's very important.
The differences of tribes and the amount of different tribes.
Yes.
So much of this is not only our history and something to keep alive. It's really interesting and cool.
It is. Fascinating stuff.
Very interesting. So I encourage you to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great way to celebrate the Native American Month.
Yep.
I wanted to touch on this one before we went to break, Seth, about how quickly we can be annoyed.
That annoys me. No.
And how long will we wait for food? Would you say you're a patient person out there? Well, 71% of Americans think that they are. It's a pretty big number.
Really?
I have a hard time believing that. I got to be honest.
Some self-delusional people out there. But anyway.
Yeah. A study looked at how long the average person can wait for various things before they get annoyed. waiting on a server to take your order. 13 minutes.
Oh, that's actually longer than I would have expected.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not bad. Yeah.
That's not bad. Waiting for your food to arrive, 17 minutes.
Wow.
So you add those up, and we're willing to wait about 30 minutes at a sit-down restaurant for our food and everything. Yeah.
That's cool, actually. I like that.
I think a business model that Culver's stumbled on, or maybe did by mm-hmm. design, I don't know, has really, really worked for them. You wait a little longer, but you know what you're waiting for
right.
and how good it is. And I've been going to Culver's for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. I've never had a bad meal there.
No.
And I'm not saying that. I don't have to say that. They don't need me to say that. They're okay.
Yeah.
They didn't need. They weren't waiting on the James advert. You know. Endorsement. Yeah. Or anything.
Thumbs up from Dave.
But I genuinely haven't.
They're the first place, like chain, fast food place that I remember where you sat down with a number and they brought it out to you. That was something that was foreign to fast food. I remember when we were, you always had to wait, you know, at the counter or whatever it was. That was one of the first places that did that.
So, growing up, Portillo's in Illinois always did that.
Okay.
And that's why that's
my first
there's
some local
places
I think
it.
That did that. But, yeah.
But seeing how they do it, I mean, there are few businesses that are run better, or I should say restaurants that are run better mm-hmm. than a Culver's. And most of them are run by kids. Like, it's impressive. Very impressive.
And you can go, I mean, I've been to Culver's all over the state, and you are so right, man. You go there and they're all mostly teenagers that are working there and they do a great job.
And efficient, yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting in line at the grocery store. Over half of us will switch to a different line if we see more than three people ahead of us. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. But sometimes it's better to wait. Yeah. Sometimes, actually, you gain something by not switching lines.
Well, and so many times you switch lines and what happens? Like, the person in front of you is like, I got change. Yeah. And they're paying, like, a $100 bill in pennies or something.
I write this check out here really slowly.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to use a quill pen. I'd like, where'd you even get that?
I love it. Where's he carrying it?
Food delivery, 29 minutes. So Domino's was onto something with that 30 minutes or less guarantee.
29. That's very specific. I think that's hilarious.
That launched in the 70s. They stopped doing it in the 90s because their drivers were speeding and you know, getting in trouble and
possible accidents. No, that's better they don't do that anymore.
And waiting behind someone at a stop sign. A third of us are laying on our horn within 10 seconds.
Which actually is 10 seconds is longer than you'd think when you're waiting like that. It feels a lot longer. Man, I don't do it ever. At least I don't, as far as I know, it would have to be like super long time for me to hit my horn. I never use my horn for anything because I really hate it. I just don't like using it.
Same.
But there's people like, if it's like 2 seconds and then they're like honk, it's like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Lay off.
I don't understand that.
No.
I think that I've used my horn maybe 2 times in my driving life. Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, I barely ever used it.
Yep.
We can be so patient about so many things, but for some reason we get behind the wheel and it goes out the window.
We lose our minds.
We've got to get better about that. We really do. Like, driving is not a birthright. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
We've got to get better about that. And
more public transportation. Let's throw that out there.
And more public transportation would help. And more fun-sounding horns. I feel like we need more fun-sounding horns.
The old La Cucaracha, right?
Yeah, change it up a little bit. We've been using the same sounds forever.
Boring.
Change it up a little bit. But we will take a quick time out, check in with our news and our sponsors. We come back. We got entertainment news for you. And a little later in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into the decades we are most nostalgic about.
Ooh, I love it.
That's coming up for you right here on...
This is locally grown radio.